Right, Josh. Season gets underway for real now, I guess. How do you guys get the focus ready? And, you know, what does Kansas as number one team present as a challenge in game one?
I think it's, you know, just it's exciting, first of all, just to know that we are back, you know, in this position again, being able to play, you know, a top-tier team at the beginning of our season. I think that speaks volumes to how Coach sets the schedule up and how he always prepares us before March. And just a little bit on Kansas, like Kansas is a great team. Obviously, they're the number one team in the country, so it's going to be a task for us to be able to, you know, to win that game. But I do believe that, you know, we're ready, and Coach and the rest of the coaching staff has prepared us, you know, for the scouting report and just different things like that for this game. So I look forward to the game, and I'm excited to be able to play in the game.
Joshua, how hard is it? They've got transfers, they've got young players, and it's the first game to even get a read of really, you almost have to go on past performances to get an idea what you think they're going to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique situation just because of what you just said. They have transfers and, you know, so many different guys just, you know, on the team. But I think kind of similar to most past Kansas teams, you know, they're really talented. And it's going to be a great game to play in, and I just look forward to playing the game. It's definitely going to be different for us just because, you know, we haven't really played against a team kind of like Kansas, as talented and athletic, you know, as they are, but, you know, I think we'll be ready for it.
Your coach has never shied away from making big games a little bit more important than all the others. How has practice been different the last couple of days before this?
Man, it's been turned up, you know, a few notches. Considering the notches that we already practiced at, but now that you know, we have Kansas on the clock, it's definitely been a different environment. But, you know, I think that's really has helped, you know, past Michigan State teams, you know, prepare just because of the environment that Coach, you know, pushed us in before we actually get into the game. And, you know, the way he coaches, the intensity that he pushes his players, and the passion that he has, you know, with coaching us is definitely been turned up, but I know it's definitely going to benefit us for tomorrow.
Josh, what do you still not know about this team? You know, you've had the two scrimmages, or the one scrimmage in the exhibition, but now going into this game, what do you still not know about this team?
I just think, you know, this team, you know, as a whole entire, and now some players has, but this team hasn't played in, you know, a game of this stature. And so it's going to be really interesting to see, how we go about this game and how we play in this game. But I do believe that we are prepared, and our coaches, like I said before, has prepared us. You know, they've done a great job with scouting report and letting us know what we're about to face for tomorrow as much as they can. So, you know, I think this team, you know, hasn't played in a game of, you know, of this caliber, but we will be prepared for it.
Josh, I know you guys are so focused on the game tomorrow, but do you ever get a chance to just sit back and think about, you guys are one of the teams getting to play on prime time against the number one team?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, that's the first thing that I kind of think about. And, you know, just to be able to, you know, have the opportunity to play, you know, and like you said, be prime time, it's a great, you know, really just nothing but a blessing from God just to be able to be able to achieve and to be able to be in that position, just considering from, you know, what I've been through in my life. I'm really thankful to be able to be a part of something like this, and I know the rest of the team is as well.
Josh, kind of along the lines of not knowing some of their personnel, it sounds like probably two freshmen starting in the backcourt for them. I mean, how do you kind of get a sense of what they're going to bring, and what do you kind of expect there?
We know the personnel, but it's just we haven't seen, like, somebody said earlier, you know, it's a different team just because of, you know, how many different players they got and, you know, the transfers and stuff like that. I mean, we know what to expect, and those guys are going to be aggressive and trying to get to the rim. And, you know, it's going to really be a task with handling the big, you know, down low with Udoka. But I think Nick is prepared for that. And, you know, like I said before, man, we're going to be prepared, and we are prepared. You know, I feel like if we had to play tonight, we would be ready. So,
Matt McQuaid was here just a little bit ago mentioning that Izzo lives for games like this. So for you guys, how does that maybe ignite a passion, maybe even more passion within all of you for games like this too?
It definitely, you know, like I said before, it takes us to a whole different level just because, you know, of how passionate he is, especially for games like this. I think it just brings everybody, you know, to a level they never thought they could get to, especially with preparing and practicing with the way we do. And so I think that's the best thing about Coach Izzo is that he's able to get the best out of his guys. He's able to get you to do things that you never really thought you could do on the court as well as off the court. So
I know the personnel is quite changed for them, but what does that game 2 years ago that you guys had in the NCAA tournament against them in your freshman year, what can you take from that into this?
We actually can take a lot of things from. We have used, you know, a few bit of things, you know, from that game, just as far as like kind of the plays they run and stuff like that. But you know, I think more or less that game is what we really take from that game is that, you know, we kind of owe Kansas one, and I think everybody, you know, is on the same page that we are a good enough team, you know, great enough team to win this game. So.